This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. People in Hong Kong stood in long lines at newsstands early today to buy copies of the pro-democracy tabloid newspaper Apple Daily, one day after its publisher was arrested for violating the new national security law imposed by China. The newspaper printed 500,000 copies of Tuesday's edition, at least four times as many as usual. Despite the large number of copies, many vendors had sold out of their allotment of the paper within hours. The public reaction was sparked by the arrest of Jimmy Lai, the owner of Next Digital, Apple Daily's parent company. The newspaper said Sunday the 72-year-old Lai was taken from his home on suspicion of colluding with a foreign country. He was one of seven people arrested on Sunday. Belarus opposition candidate Svetlana Tsitsanouskaya said Tuesday she fled to neighboring Lithuania after a second night of post-election demonstrations in Belarus with clashes between protesters and police. Tsitsanouskaya, who rejected the official results that showed her losing to longtime President Alexander Lukashenko, said leaving Belarus was a difficult decision, but that she did so for the sake of her children. The opposition candidate went into hiding ahead of Sunday's election after police detained two senior staffers and seven other campaign members. She reemerged to cast her vote. The International Committee of the Red Cross said Monday that frontline health workers in Brazil are at serious risk of contracting COVID-19 as they carry out essential work. The organization announced a campaign Monday to support essential workers in Brazil. The Brazilian Health Ministry said that approximately 233,000 health professionals have been diagnosed with COVID-19, and around 200 of those have died of it, but the number is believed to be much higher. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin says that a coronavirus vaccine developed in Russia has been cleared for use, and one of his daughters has already been inoculated, even as international experts have questioned its safety. Speaking at a government meeting today, Putin said that the vaccine has proven efficient during tests, offering a lasting immunity from the coronavirus. The president added that the vaccine underwent the necessary tests. He added that one of his two adult daughters has received two shots of the vaccine. Russian authorities have said that the medical workers, teachers, and other risk groups will be the first to be inoculated. Brazil's Federal Council of Nursing says it has recorded more than 300,000 COVID-19-related deaths within the nursing profession alone. Vilified, threatened with violence, and in some cases suffering from burnout, dozens of state and local public health leaders around the U.S. have resigned or have been fired amid the coronavirus outbreak, a testament of how politically combustible masks, lockdowns, and infection data have become. One of the latest departures came Sunday when California's public health director, Dr. Sonia Engel, was ousted following a technical glitch that caused a delay in reporting hundreds of thousands of virus test results, information used to make decisions about reopening businesses and schools. President Donald Trump signed executive orders on Saturday extending a portion of the expired benefits to millions of unemployed workers and deferring payroll taxes for many employed Americans. Lisa Mascaro is from the Associated Press.
As we've seen, there were these four orders that he undertook, and there's a lot of concern that these, you know, maybe will not exactly provide the kind of relief that can come when you actually pass a bill through Congress.
President Trump was abruptly escorted by a U.S. Secret Service agent out of the White House briefing room as he was beginning a coronavirus briefing yesterday afternoon. He returned minutes later offering his praise for his Secret Service.
Professional people that do a fantastic job, as you know. So it seems to me, it seems to be from what I was said, there was a shooting, it was law enforcement shot someone, seems to be the suspect, and the suspect is now on the way to the hospital.
The shooting took place just blocks from the White House. Lebanon's prime minister stepped down from his job Monday in the wake of the catastrophic explosion in Beirut that has triggered public outrage, saying he's come to the conclusion that corruption in the country is bigger than the state. For more on all these stories, be sure to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.